This is light to guide our feet. The 24/7 Authentic Christian Ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page, and I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Revelation chapter 7. Revelation chapter 7. Revelation chapter 7. The reading begins at verse 1. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Aser were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Nephilim were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshiped God, saying, amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Revelation chapter 7, verses 1 through 17. Revelation chapter 7, verses 1 through 17. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. That great and wonderful number. That great and wonderful number. That great and wonderful number. John in Revelation chapter 7 continues to relate to us that which God revealed unto him as he observed scenes in heaven. He sees judgment getting ready to be poured out on planet Earth. Then he sees an angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And the angel cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. And that angel said, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. This very clearly indicates that there are at least two kinds of people on planet Earth. One kind of person is that kind which has become a servant of Almighty God. The other kind of person is that person which has not become a servant of Almighty God. And right now it is time that I must ask you, in which group are you right now? If the sealing occurred 5 minutes from now, which group would you be in? If the sealing occurred right now, which group would you be in? You have time to change groups right now. You can change from the group you're in right now if you are one that is not a servant of Almighty God. You can repent right now, and within 5 minutes, you can be a servant of Almighty God within 5 seconds. It's all a matter of repentance and accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior. But this is being read. One reason you are hearing this is because it is important for human beings to realize that there are at least two kinds of people on planet Earth: those who are servants of Almighty God and those who are not. The angel said, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads." This is a seal that is applied to the forehead. The forehead. The forehead. The forehead. If the angel of the east, or that rose in the east, having the seal of the living God, appeared right now, would you be one who is sealed? He gave the qualifications. He said, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads." Would you be sealed? This question is very important. Maybe you're an atheist and you're laughing. It will not be a laughing matter then, young man. It will not be a laughing matter then, young woman. It will not be a laughing matter then, old man. It will not be a laughing matter then, old woman. Were the angel bearing the seal of the living God to appear today, would you be sealed? "And I heard the number of them which were sealed." John said he heard the number. God wanted him to hear the number. And here's what he found out. "And there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Aser were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Nephilim were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. There are those of you who would say, "Well, that doesn't sound fair. How is it that a finite number, the exact finite number for every tribe of Israel was sealed?" And I won't try to explain that, but you don't have to look far to find many theologians who will grant an explanation. There are some denominations who say that the number is literal. There are some theologians who say that 12 is a number of completeness, and that it may mean that it is a complete sealing in some real way. I will not propose any solution other than what John said. John said, were sealed 12,000, and I accept the 12,000. Then there are those of you who would ask, well, how did those 12,000 qualify? Those who are the children of Israel, how did they qualify to be sealed? And I won't go into that right now. One day I may delve into that, but right now I won't. But I will say that the angel bearing the seal of the living God gave the qualifications for being sealed as being a servant of the living God. That was the qualification. Revelation chapter 7 verse 2, and I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. So all I'll say about those who were sealed, whether Jew or otherwise, they were the servants of Almighty God. That was the criteria for being sealed. Are you a servant of Almighty God? Are you a servant of Almighty God? Verse 9 of Revelation chapter 7. John says in verse 9, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worship God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. John sees this number, which he said no man could number. He said it was a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, A-L-L, of all nations. And that all modifies kindreds, of all nations and all kindreds. And that all modifies people, of all nations and kindreds and people, that all modifies people. And that all also modifies tongues. So the number which no man could number that John saw was, it consisted of people of all nations, all kindreds, all people, and all tongues. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, which lets us know, the conjunction there lets us know that all modifies nations, kindreds, people, tongues. So John saw a number that consisted of people of all nations, all kindreds, all people, and all tongues, meaning languages. So let's read now Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. All of them, no matter what nation, what people, what kindred they came from, they stood before the throne. They stood before the Lamb. Do you know who the Lamb is? Don't ever tell me that we should not go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Because in the vision that John saw, he said people from all nations, all kindreds, all people, and all tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb. The Lamb is Jesus Christ. The Lamb is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is for all nations. Jesus Christ is for all kindreds. Jesus Christ is for all people. Jesus Christ is for all tongues. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, Jesus said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded thee. And first, of course, baptizing them in the name of God the Father, the name of God the Son, in the name of God the blessed Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. All, A-L-L, A-L-L, and for you Americans, many of these nations, kindreds, people, and tongues have come to America. You don't even have to go to their nation to witness to them. Many of them live next door. Many of them work on your job. At least those of you who are doing no witnessing, at least if you aren't going over there, and I'm not saying you shouldn't go, Jesus said go there. But to not minister to those who've come here, Jesus sent us there, and many of them have come here, and still many of us in the church will not minister to them, even though they've come to us, and our job is to have gone to them. Now that's a lazy servant. That's a lazy servant who is supposed to go out to another nation, who does not go, who does not send any witness. And then when that nation comes to him, still will not witness. That is a lazy servant, if he is a servant at all. We are to go. But many have come to our shores seeking a better life. But know what you are doing? You are installing their gods. You are making their gods equal to the Almighty God. Because you are saying, well, they have their own God. But there were no other gods in this vision that John saw. The angels didn't mention any other God. What the angels said was, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. So anyone who tells you you shouldn't be talking to people who are from countries that have their own gods, they are totally in opposition to what we read in Revelation chapter 7. They're in opposition to what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 28 and in Mark chapter 16 and in other places. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. How dare you tell me not to pray in the name of Jesus? They have to stand before him one day. Shall I not in his name pray? He's the Lamb. He's the Lamb. Don't pray in the name of Jesus. You must be crazy. After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. It's enough for me to say hallelujah. It's enough for me to say hallelujah. Verse 11, verse 10. They not only stood there, but look at what these people from all nations, all kindreds, all people and all tongues said. Look at what they said. Listen at what they said. Not only did they stand before the throne and the Lamb clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, but listen to what they said. These people from all nations and all kindreds and all people and all tongues, listen to what they said. As we read in Revelation chapter 7 verse 10. And cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. That's what these people from all nations and all kindreds and all people and all tongues, that's what they said. That's another good point for me to say hallelujah. They called him our God. Who is this speaking? These people in white robes. This number that no man can number, that John saw. The people in white robes with palms in their hands from all nations and all kindreds and all nations and all people and all tongues. I think I said nations twice. The Bible said it once. Let me say it again. Which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues. Verse 10, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, the possessive pronoun. These people from everywhere called the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Israel, our God, the possessive pronoun our. Oh, you are. Oh, Christian church, you are losing it if you are letting ungodly people, whether in your community, on your job, or in the government, if you are letting them push you back from the name of Jesus, if you're letting them push you back from Christianity, if you're letting them push you back from all that God has given us. You're losing it. You're losing it. Look at what these people said. Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. Don't you dare. Oh yeah, they're going to stop you from praying if you let them. But don't you be a part of the, we can't pray in the name of Jesus. Well, Paige, we are multicultural and we are pluralistic. We are pluralistic, and in America, the government cannot say which religion a person has to be of. The government cannot ordain a religion. That's against the First Amendment. You ought to know that, Paige. You went to high school, didn't you? You ought to know that. So we have got to make sure that we don't have a religion that we make people obey. Well, I'm not going to argue with you. I'll ask you a few questions, though. Do you think God has anything to do with the well-being of the United States of America? Do you think God has anything to do with whether or not the United States of America will continue to exist as a nation? Do you think God has anything to do with whether or not people in more now in the U.S. will starve? You think God has anything to do with whether or not these big farms, which have been gobbled up by these big-time farmers, will continue to yield fruit in the fields? Do you think God has anything to do with whether or not rain will fall from the clouds, regardless of what you do with your satellites and your space station and your aircraft seating and other chemicals you put up there? You think God has anything to do with that? If you don't, then I guess your don't mention God makes sense. But then if you think that, you don't have much sense yourself, if you think that. So the bottom line is, if there is a God who is true, only a fool would reject him. Only a fool would disobey him. Even though there may be 10 billion false gods, only a fool would disobey the true God. Only a fool would say, don't pray in the name of the true God. Only a fool, regardless of what law, whoever says, whatever. But Paige, you are saying mandating religion. For me to pray in the name of Jesus is not to mandate anything. It is just a prayer to help the ungodly listeners who don't know him enough to pray, more than likely. You're trying to pray for them, and they are judging you about, did he call the name of Jesus? These idiots in power today, and I call you idiot, if you are foolish enough to anger the true and living God. Well, the courts have said there'll be enough lawyers and judges in court in hell to have court. But they're going to be so tormented in those flames, they won't be thinking about the law. Because Jesus said, a man in hell said he was tormented in that flame. You see, they think they rule the U.S. now because they are lawyers and judges. In other words, I've heard them say it. You see, I follow politics. And I've read and heard them say, we have the power now. They really think they are God. They really think they are God. And you ministers, you show up and they say, don't pray in the name of Jesus. And you won't pray in the name of Jesus. Well, the law says, The Bible says we ought to obey God rather than man. Well, they'll fire me. Let them fire you. Let them fire you. When God finishes with them and their family, you see what God did to the firstborn of Egypt. He killed the firstborn of Egypt. That's how God operates. Oh, Paige, you ought to be talking love. The God who is love killed the firstborn of Egypt. And if the blood had not been on the door, that angel would have touched the Hebrews too. God does not play. So the United States of America can play with God if you want to, because you're a big time now. See, you got it going on now. You got your big airplanes and your spaceships and your space stations and this and that. You've forgotten about there's some other big boys like Russia, like that boy who runs Russia, who used to be KGB, which is comparable to our CIA. That boy don't play. That boy does not play. You need God. When you deal with Putin, you need God. Oh, well, Putin is a Christian. He may be. I don't know if he is or not, but he used to be KGB. You can't even get to your own space station without them taking you up there. You need to be praying. I didn't come to argue with you. Don't tell me don't pray in the name of Jesus. You must be a fool. I didn't call you a fool. I said you must be. You tell me not to pray in the name of Jesus. Verse 11. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God. Verse 11, and all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. What I meant to say about those other nations. See, you're also afraid of Iran getting nuclear weapons. But those Russians, who you ought to be afraid of, those Chinese, those Indians, and those Pakistanis, and a lot of other people got nuclear weapons. See, you feel that, well, we got them. Those boys don't have nuclear weapons for nothing. And a lot of those boys are not Christian. They do their own people in. Don't you ever think they won't do you in. See, some of you young people in government, you don't know the history of this nuclear Cold War. This is a dangerous world. Those boys got submarines in the sea with nuclear weapons, just waiting for a command to blow up the United States of America, particularly because they are more afraid of the U.S. than any nation on the earth, and they have us targeted. You better be praying in the name of Jesus. There is no doubt in my mind that Putin would not pop that nuclear envelope. There is no doubt in my mind that Putin would not pop that nuclear envelope. And I don't have any confidence in China restraining when it feels it's in its best interest, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. See, some of you are laughing. Some of you are laughing. Let me tell you a story. My wife never really knew her daddy because he became missing in the Korean War on November 27, 1950. So I had done a little research on it and had found that there was really a great massacre of American soldiers during the winter of 1950 by the Chinese. When I say massacre, they were in war. In December of 2011, we received information. Now he was missing, he went missing on November 27, 1950. In December 2011, we received information from the US government that her father had been found. They had found his remains. And to make a long story short, they were very nice about it. They came and we planned the funeral, and we had the funeral this past January. And the patriots of America came, the patriots of North Carolina, people came from all around, and black people and white people and other colors came to that funeral. They did a 30-mile, at least 30-mile motorcade, motorcyclecade, from Charlotte, North Carolina, to his hometown, or to Newton, North Carolina, on the superhighway. Somebody said, I've never seen a motorcade on a superhighway. The military sent their people, and it was absolutely amazing. This man who went missing in action November 27, 1950. I had already done some research on her father and on the Korean War, but I went back and did some more. And I found out that the engagement that he went missing in was up near the Chinese border, in North Korea, up near the Chinese border. And the American intelligence agencies did not provide the proper intelligence. The commanders apparently thought there was one number of Chinese up there on the other side of the border, and there were about three or four times that much, or maybe more than three or four times. And when those Americans got up there and those Chinese came down there, they overran them and just chopped them up. And I say that to say that, and this is not against the Chinese, but what I'm saying is war is real. And some of you young people in government, you don't realize what a dangerous world we're in. Well, what are you saying, Paige? I'm saying you need Almighty God. I'm saying you need to be praying in the name of Jesus. Many of you don't even know the history of the Korean War. Because you're good buddies now with the Chinese. You're good buddies with Russia now, to whom we gave all that money back in the 1990s. They probably got more weapons. Oh no, we have a disarmament. We go over and we check to make sure they don't have but so many weapons. Yes, okay. All right. Yeah, okay. So you know exactly how many nuclear weapons Russia has. Yeah, we know how many war. All right. Right. Jesus knows, but we've been to their sites. Yeah, right. Jesus knows. But you don't know. Jesus knows, but you don't know. And them Russians are cozy with those Iranians. So go ahead and bomb Iran if you want. But you better look out for Putin and his nuclear weapons. And for China and their nuclear weapons. And some other people who are doing business with Iran. This is no play pretty. We're going to bomb somebody. I understand the danger. But I'm a political scientist by college degree. It is not as simple as bombing somebody. Because these boys got buddies, and their buddies got nuclear weapons too. Yeah, well, we got them too. Yeah, you got them. Okay. So you want to have a nuclear weapons contest, right? All right. I hear you. All right, let's get back here now. The bottom line is you need Jesus Christ. The whole world needs Jesus Christ. Iran needs Jesus Christ. Putin needs Jesus Christ. China needs Jesus Christ. India needs Jesus Christ. Everybody and Israel needs Jesus Christ. And all the angels stood around about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. That's who they are. China, you need Jesus Christ. I don't want to send you a nuclear weapon. I want to send you love, and I do send you love right now. Come on to Jesus. Be my brother. Be my sister. Russia, you need Jesus Christ. I don't want to send you a nuclear weapon. I want to send you Jesus, and I do send him now. Come on, be my brother, be my sister. India, I don't want to send you a nuclear missile. I send you love in Jesus Christ. Come on, be my brother, be my sister. Iran, I don't want to send you a nuclear missile. I send you love. I send you Jesus Christ. Come on right now. Be my brother. Be my sister. Israel, accept Jesus Christ. Be my brother. Be my sister. Be my brother. Be my sister. Pakistan, I don't want to send you a nuclear weapon. I send you love. I send you Jesus Christ. Come on. Be my brother. Be my sister. Come on. You see this word down here in this word in this Bible? Tribulation. That's on earth. And not only does it say tribulation, in verse 14, the elder calls it that they came out of great tribulation. I don't think that you want to have to be in tribulation if you don't have to. They came out of great tribulation. And if you do have to be in tribulation, you want to be a servant of the living God. Those who were in that great and wonderful number which John said no man could number, the elders said, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, what does therefore mean? Because they washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Who is the Lamb? Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. The elder in heaven said, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb, Jesus the Christ, who hung on the cross, who was hanged on the cross, who hanged on the cross until he cried out, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, what do you mean therefore? Because they washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Because they washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, for they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Revelation chapter 7, the last complete verses were verses 15, 16, and 17. Revelation chapter 7, verses 15, 16, and 17, with portions of verses 14, of verse 14. This is light to guide our feet. The 24/7 authentic Christian ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page.